Aircheckdownloads.com.
Big D's in the weekly top 40.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Wait a minute. Don't panic. You have not slipped through a time warp. It is not Christmas yet, but do get ready for an early visit from Santa Claus. Not the real St. Nick, but you'll swear he is when you see him. Tim Allen will be here, the star of America's number one hit TV series, Home Improvement, and now the star of Walt Disney Pictures' The Santa Claus. And Tim told me that each day it took 4.5 hours just to get into his Santa Claus makeup. We'll get right into it with Tim, plus he'll tell you how to play the weekly Top 40 Challenge and win a $1,000 shopping spree on him.
Yeah! Boys and girls.
And of course, this is Rick Dees. I want to take you to a brand new number one hit. From Counting Crows, this week's sure shot on the countdown, Rain King.
Yeah!
Listen to him. Adam Duritz for Counting Crows, his Call of the Wild.
What kind of man are you?
Try it again. It's the story of a man who wants more from life than he's getting. It's Counting Crows. It's called Rain King. This week's sure shot on the countdown. Number 40 happens to be the newest love song from Boys to Men. Already so many requests are coming in for this one. See what you think of On Bended Knee.
Darling,
oh, what a great team behind Boys to Men. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, who have created so many hits for Janet Jackson, among others. And now they've produced another one, Boys to Men, On Bended Knee, debuting at number 40 on the countdown. Rick Dees and Nothing But Hits, a song that had its premiere on a recent episode of the television series Beverly Hills 90210. It was the same episode in which this trio made their acting debut. Jade, number 39, Every Day of the Week. When do I want to love you?
Every day of the week.
Tanya, Joy, Die. They are the ladies of Jade, back on the countdown at number 39. The new CD is entitled Mind, Body, and Song, and you're telling me. Okay, get ready for the weekly Top 40 Challenge. Tim Allen, better known for his movie out now called The Santa Claus, and a $1,000 shopping spree. Don't blow it. You know the drill. Just stay here for the weekly Top 40 Challenge. And what are the most romantic activities for couples in love? That's all coming up in seconds.
And now Uncle Ricardo's thought for the weekend. Women are like small children. You bring a new one home, and the one that is already there resents it.
Rick Dees and the Weekly Top 40. Yeah.
Rick Dees and the Weekly Top 40.
All right, here we go. Back to the countdown at number 38, and I got a great love song for you and a way of introducing number 38. What are the most romantic activities for couples in love? Well, Revlon Cosmetics conducted the survey, and they say that these are the top five romantic activities. And number 5, sharing a bottle of wine or champagne. Number 4, a stroll along a moonlit beach somewhere. Number 3, watching a beautiful sunset or a sunrise together. Number 2, a secluded picnic. And number 1, this is the most romantic activity. Looking at his wallet open. Here's Toni Braxton, number 38.
How many ways?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Toni. Show me. Toni Braxton, down 2 to number 38 this weekend. How many ways? 233 years, if you were to add up all the ages of this band. Collectively, they are 233 years old. At number 37, Rolling Stones, Out of Tears.
I can't feel.
From their Voodoo Lounge tour. The Rolling Stones up 1 to number 37, Out of Tears. Rick Dees with a couple of inside secrets about the Stones. They traveled the world by customized Boeing 727 jet. And in this jet, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ron Wood, and Charlie Watts each have a private compartment because, quite honestly, they don't like to be with each other that much. They don't get paid for it. I'm serious. Well, time to begin the holidays a little bit early thanks to the weekly Top 40 Challenge. And thank you, Walt Disney Pictures, because as you know, this show has
no budget.
To celebrate the new movie, The Santa Claus, starring Tim Allen, how about a $1,000 shopping spree at the Disney Store? Fun and festive merchandise for both the young and young at heart. And if there's not a Disney Store in your area, don't worry about it. You can shop by catalog. You just pick up the telephone and tell them exactly what you want. How about $1,000 worth of whatever? Now, to start winning on the weekly Top 40 Challenge, just tell me the names of Donald Duck's 3 nephews. Okay, Donald Duck's three nephews. What are their names? And here they are singing London Bridge. Thank you, boys. That's fine. What are their names? There are three of them. Donald Duck's nephews. Put their names on a postcard or email or a fax. I have all the addresses here. The Weekly Top 40 Challenge address is Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. You can send me a postcard. That's preferable. Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. How about a fax machine? Is there one nearby you? Anywhere in the world, you can fax this number in Hollywood. And the number is 818-846-0800. That's 818-846-0800. Maybe you've got America Online. Well, the email address is rickdees1. That's R-I-C-K-D-E-E-S, and then the number 1. And any one of these three ways to enter will work. Aha! Donald Duck's three nephews. What are their names? Enter by this Friday. That's when I choose a winner at random from all of our correct entries. Another shot coming up later in the countdown when we bring in Tim Allen himself, star of The Santa Claus. Thank you, Disney, too. It's magic every time. What's the connection between Joe Perry of Aerosmith and action superhero Spider-Man? Let me explain coming up next, and also some great music.
The Weekly Top 40.
Aircheckdownloads.com.